Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called We Are a Song by Lorien Tu. And it's read today by Mommy and... Do you got a name? Thinking about it? You don't have one today? I'm going to call you Peter Pan then.
I don't want a name.
You don't want a name?
No.
Why not?
I don't want a name. But people do call me cutie.
People do call you cutie even though you don't want a name?
Cutie Pie.
Oh, Cutie Pie. Oh. Okay. Well, friends, I have a cutie pie with me today. And I want you to know that even though he is a cutie pie, please don't call him that. He doesn't want to be called by any names.
No, I only want to be called.
Oh, you do want to be called.
Yeah, that's the only thing
I want. Roger that. Today's story is read by Mommy and Cutie Pie. Here we go.
The smells from Mama's kitchen send a cozy feeling through my whole body.
Mmm. Have you ever had the smell of a kitchen make you feel cozy?
Mm-hmm. Bright green bok choy sits on the counter, freshly washed. Oil in the wok goes ping, ping, ping. And Mama's ginger slicing is like a heartbeat.
Wait.
Hmm?
I don't think you guys will get this joke, but
oh.
I hope the bok choy doesn't punch.
Punch. Yeah.
I hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't, too. But we do like to eat bok choy, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And then his ama is chopping on the ginger. Chop, 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 chop.
We have a lot of work to do. The party is tonight, and the whole family will be there,
says Ama, as my sister and I gulp down breakfast. Emmeline is humming and writing in her notebook as usual.
I'm writing a poem for tonight about what it means to be a family, says Emmeline.
How nice, Ama says. But first, I need you to pick up some things for the party.
I'll help, I chime. Brothers always help. We promise, Ama, we'll be back in time to help set up for the party. Where are we going first? I ask.
To Tiakari's bakery,
Emmeline says, and I start to drool.
Oh, they're going to a bakery. Does anything smell better than bread and cookies and cakes and brownies and baked goods?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Cookies.
Oh. Pff.
Cookies!
Oh, dear.
Cookies!
Okay, okay.
Y hola, tía. We sing as we open the door. We're here for some cake, I say.
Our family is like different ingredients all mixed together,
Emmeline says. Like butter and sugar and guava, I say.
Tia says, I think guava should be in everything, and dances back behind the counter.
The next stop is Yaya's toy store for his decorations and his famous dance hat.
Ah, my favorite grandkids.
Yay-yay chuckles.
Look at all the colors, I say.
Our family is like a rainbow, Emmeline says. See how all these separate colors come together to make something so beautiful?
And in the picture we can see... What is in this shop? The last shop we saw baked goods, but in this shop we can see...
Kites and pieces of paper.
Yeah, I think the kites are all different colors and they're hanging in the window. And I think the bright sunshine is coming through the window and then it's going through the kites and it's leaving. shadowy colors on the floor from the kites. Kind those of look so like awesome. A stained glass window.
Yeah, those look so... The things on the floor mm-hmm. look... They look so much like pieces of paper on the floor.
Do they? Yeah, a little bit. Yay, he smiles and hands us a bag of decorations and a tray of Duntat as we leave. Abuelo's house is the next stop, and when he sees us, he puts down his guitar and takes out a box of dominoes. Dominoes are like our family too, right? They're all a little different, but they're all part of the same set. Emlyn says, let's play, I say. We each win a round, and then Abuelo takes a big container of pernil cubano, my favorite, to the wagon, and he stacks that and his guitar on top. Tell your mama I'll be there soon, he sings. And you know what I think I'm starting to realize? I think we have two different, very different groups of people in this family. I think they're all very interesting. The wagon is getting harder to pull, so we stop for a rest on the best bench in town. The one under an old apple tree. Is the poem ready yet? I ask. Not yet. Something's missing, Emmeline says. And the wind whooshes and the trees sway along. Let's go home, I say. I stand and let the petals fall all around me. They're so beautiful. Each one is a little bit like the others, but also a little bit different. One of them kisses my cheek before it falls to the ground. It reminds me of Mama's kisses. Mama and Abuela are on the back deck with our little baby brother, Benji. I don't remember being a baby, but I do remember a song Abuela would sing to me. It's always stuck in my head, and I think it lives in my heart. As we walk toward them, I sing it. Palmita, palmita. Abuela joins in. Palmita de pan blanco. Mama.
Palmita.
Palmita? Well, what do you think it might be? Can you think of something that's got a palm in it?
Palm.
Mmm. Oh, very good. Very good. Or what else maybe? We have some in the backyard. Yeah, there's several things that have palm in it. But it sounds like it's a song that his grandma sang to him. Mama giggles as we do a little dance. My sister stops in her tracks and smiles big. Music, I say. That's it, Emmeline agrees. Our family is like a song. And she starts to sing along as she opens her notebook. I think about how music has different sounds that go up and down and fast and slow and long and short. And how about it flies through your ears and into your hearts? And how about it? It's always been such a big part of my family and of me. I sit next to Emmeline as she finishes writing. What do you think, Arturo? She says. I'm still learning how to read, I say.
I'll help you. Sisters always help.
Yeah.
As we read together, I can hear my heart beat like a drum, matching the poem. I can smell Tia's pastries and see all the colors in Yaya's shop and feel the dots on Abuelo's dominoes. It's perfect. Everyone is going to love it, I tell my sister. And the party is full of delicious food and loud music and all of our favorite people in one place. Yaya and Ma hum along to Abuelo's music, and Tio's belly rumbles for one more pernil cubano, and my cousin's laughter makes me smile bigger than ever. At the end of the night, we get to sit in Papa's big chair and read the poem to Benji. Would you like me to read it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Our family is a song,
I hope you sing along. Each person is a separate note, but together we are strong. Like rainbows, games, and flowers all have their separate parts. We are the ingredients in each other's hearts. We make such pretty music, a tune forever true, and all of it together makes the one and only you. And that's usually how it is. Families can be full of all kinds of different things. But when you put them all together, you make a beautiful thing. And that, my friends, is...
The end.
The end.